讲的书本是约拿书。
And it's really my pleasure to talk about Jonah.
我能够来讲约拿书，我也是很开心的。
This book has been a great comfort to me over many years.
因为约拿书这本书对我来说是很多年来的慰藉。
Oh, we don't have it working here. Kind of, huh? Sure. Sorry for the delay. Let's
see if we can get. 不好意思，让大家等这么久。
Maybe we could turn off also the light on the cross. That would be.So, I do have to apologize. This today is a repeat episode.
首先，我想跟大家说声抱歉，因为今天其实是一个重播。
I gave the sermon 25 years ago.
我其实25年前就给过一样的讲道。
Right here in the same place.
同一个地方，就在这里。
And so, my second apology is if you wait 25 more years.
我第二个道歉就是不好意思让大家等25年。
And I will give it again in 25 more years.
可能25年之后我就又再会说到一个同样的讲道。
I think the book of Jonah though is really worthy of us to repeat over and over better than any television episode repeated.
我觉得约拿书这本书呢跟所有的电视节目相比是非常值得不断的去重播去看的。
And hopefully you guys will see what I mean.
我也希望讲完到之后大家能够明白我这么所说是为什么。
And today I'm going to share a little tiny bit about myself as well and my experience with Jonah and how it has encouraged me.
我今天也会跟大家分享一下我一些个人的经历，而且会跟大家说说约拿书怎么样在我的人生经历当中给予我很大的鼓励的。
But what Jonah speaks to me about is this amazing heart of God.
对我来说，我在约拿书里面看见的是神有着一个非常奇妙、非常美妙的心意。
A heart of patience and a heart of love.
你可以看见在当中神的心意是充满了丰盛的爱和忍耐的。
Now, the book of Jonah is really short. It's only 4 chapters.
约拿书其实很短，一共只有四章。
And if you see it, even the chapters are short. If you open up your Bible sometime, and I hope you will, you'll see each chapter is just a few phrases.
我也希望大家能够自己下去的时候有时间能够打开约拿书去看看。它虽然有四章，它每一章也很短。
But it's rich. It's full of information. In fact, today we're only going to understand one little part of these 4 chapters.
它虽然很短，但是每一章里面涵盖了非常大的信息量，所以今天我们可能只会去看其中一段的信息。
Jonah is a story with a conclusion.
约拿书是一个带有结论性的故事。
So you think about it, it has a beginning of a story, just like any good story read. It has a middle, and it has a conclusion where the problems are resolved.
你如果你去看约拿书的话，你会发现它跟所有的很好的叙事性故事书来看，都是有个开头，都是有一个情节的发展，以及有个结尾。
Jonah is both serious and humorous.
约拿是一个很严肃的人，但是你也看得出他也是一个很有幽默感的人。
The book, the story, the book of Jonah.
约拿书这本书不是这个人。
So you think about how serious it is, we're going to talk about it. It's about war and destruction on one hand.
你会看到在约拿书里面，他讲到了战争以及毁灭。
At the same time, it's a very humorous and sometimes silly little man. Jonah, though he's a prophet, is a very silly man.
但是在另一方面，去看整本书的叙述的时候，你会发现。约拿这个角色的存在是非常诙谐的，是一个甚至有的时候他讲的话也是非常有趣的，是一个很诙谐的人物的存在。
The book of Jonah is dramatic.
整一本书是具有很大的戏剧性的张力。
You think about it, the idea of somebody being swallowed into the belly of a whale and living there for 3 days and 3 nights.
如果你去自己去想象的话，一个人被一条大的鲸鱼吞到腹中，在腹中大鱼腹中生存了三天三夜。
I'm waiting for the Hollywood version.
我现在一直在等看好莱坞什么时候会把这本约拿书拍成电影。
One of the questions Christians have been asking and arguing about for many years is whether this is a fable, an allegory, or if it represents literal history.
在很多很多人会问到，包括很多很好的基督徒，他们会问，到底约拿书本身所阐释的是传说预言还是真实的历史事件呢？
So this is an argument even among Christians.
包括在基督徒本身，我们也会有这样的疑问。
And I think the question a lot of Christians have, or a lot of people would have, is how could somebody live in the belly of a whale for 3 days?
我想应该很多人没有办法去逾越的一个点，应该就是怎么可能有一个人能够在鱼肚子里面生存三天三夜。
I can't answer that.
我没有办法给你这样的答案。
But I can tell you that regardless of how God intended it to be, whether God recorded for us a literal story or whether it is allegory, it's a life-changing story for us.
我想说的是，无论这真的是一个历史性的事件，还是它其实是一个预言？神真正要让这件事情记载在约拿书里面呢，要给我们的带来的是生命上面的一个转变。
So this God in His wisdom has chosen this amazing message for us.
神他是以自己的智慧选择了这么一个信息给我们。
So we need to listen to it.
所以我们需要去好好的去听到底约拿书讲的是什么。
So over history, a lot of people have been really fascinated with this story.
如果你去看历史长河的话，有很多人都被约拿书这本书被震撼到了。
I just discovered that I'm too tall. I'm actually blocking the slides. Sorry about that. So we see this, for instance, here's a historical picture, and again we see Jonah emerging from the mouth of the whale.
如果我们看这一幅图呢，是很多年前一个画家画的。
And here's another picture, and you can actually, don't we have the pointer?
这又是另外一幅在历史长河中一位画家画的，根据这个故事。
I'll just use the light, yeah. And we can see Jonah's over here.
我们看见左下角是约拿。
And again, different traditions. So some of these pictures are from Europe, and some of them from the Middle East. This is a very well-known story.
因为这是一个非常家喻户晓的故事，所以你会看到，无论是欧洲的画家还是中东的画家。大家都有不同的绘画传统，有对故事有不同的见解，所以画出来的也都不一样。
And you can't see it very well, but again, there's Jonah coming from the whale, Jonah being expelled from the whale. And again, people's imagination seems to focus on the whale.
我们会看见那么多幅画，大家的想象力都是聚集在鲸鱼这个大鲸鱼本身。
Even for children, of course, this is a great story.
甚至对于孩子们来说，这也是一个非常引人入胜的故事。
And so there are lots of storybooks and cartoons about it.
所以你会看见有很多小孩的故事书啊、卡通啊，都会讲这个故事。
And even toys.
甚至是我们买的玩具系列。
Here's a wonderful story, a picture from a child's book. I like the fact that he has a little light there.
这是一个儿童故事书啊，你看到他专门还在肚子里面画了盏灯。
And so for me as a child.This story was a huge imagination.
对于我小时候来说，我当时很小嘛，我看这本书，我觉得是具有了很丰富的想象力的。
And so for a little boy, I couldn't think of what a great thing that happened to Jonah. It was so wonderful.
我当时是个小男孩的时候，我觉得在约拿发生在他身上这个被鱼肚子吞了三天三夜的这个经历啊，是有多么了不起的经历。
What an adventure for me as a boy! I just wanted to be swallowed by a whale so badly.
我当时是个小男孩的时候，我觉得这是一个很棒的冒险，我很想被一个鱼也把我吞进去三天三夜。
I literally would go to the sides of rivers or to oceans, and I would just think, "Whale, come on, come on!"
我真的会跑去河边、海边，就在那里看说，说怎么还有鲸鱼呢？快来把我叼走
！But now that I'm older.I realize there's a much more powerful message in Jonah.
我现在年纪大一点了，所以我就意识到，在约拿书这本书里面，其实有另外一个更重要的信息。
Despite the fact that we get attracted to the story of Jonah in the belly of the whale,
尽管我们每个人可能刚开始都是被他在鱼肚子里面吞了三天三夜这一点给吸引的。
These 4 chapters instead tell us of God's great wisdom and His great vision.
这四章的记载要告诉我们的是神的。神很了不起的愿景以及他的智慧。
So before we look in detail, let's just really quickly, we're going to do an overview, a very quick overview of the book of Jonah.
在我们去详细看这整个信息的时候，我们先去看一下约拿书大纲到底讲了什么。
The first part is that God calls Jonah to do a task, to go to Nineveh and warn them because they're evil, and God will destroy them if they don't change from their evilness.
在约拿书起初的时候，神就叫约拿去到尼尼微人那边，因为尼尼微人当时的恶性。是非常蔓延的很开的。
But Jonah instead runs away from this mission, and interestingly, he even tries to run away from God.
但是呢，约拿他就不想要这个使命，他甚至也想逃离神。
He goes on a boat, and yet a storm arises, and finally the other sailors in the boat throw him into the water.
约拿他就坐船离开海上，突然间刮起了大风，水手就把约拿扔在了海里面。
And of course, dramatically, the fish swallows Jonah.
好，这就是什么？这就是大鱼吞掉了约拿的时候。
So Jonah ends up spending 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish, but he finally calls out to God and acknowledges that he has made a mistake.
他在鱼肚子里面待了三天三夜，最终承认了他违背了神的旨意，并向神呼求。
And then the fish spits him out onto the dry land.
大鱼就把他吐到了旱地上面。
Okay, so that's continuing with the outline.
好，接着去看大纲中间那一段。
And so continuing, God then finally commands Jonah again, this time, and says again, go back to Nineveh, and this time Jonah does what he's asked.
所以神他再次跟约拿说去尼尼微，然后约拿就遵行了，就去了尼尼微。
When he goes to Nineveh, the people take the message seriously and they repent.
当他去到尼尼微的时候，尼尼微人他们非常重视所传达的信息，并且就悔改了。And
so God sees their repentance and forgives them and turns away his destruction.
神看到了尼尼微人的悔改，并且按照自己的恩典与智慧，就转移不毁灭尼尼微的人。
But Jonah is overcome with anger when he sees God's mercy.
但是当约拿看到了神彰显了恩典之后，就非常的生气。And
so God teaches Jonah a deep lesson.
所以神就趁此给约拿教了一个很深的功课。And
he teaches about God's vision and understanding that it's much greater than ours.
他的功课就是要告诉我们，神的愿景和智慧是远远超越于我们人类的。
So that's just a brief outline of the book of Jonah.
这是一个很简短的约拿书的大纲。So
before we look at the specific verses, let's also look at the background of the book of Jonah.
在我们仔细去看经节的时候，我们先去看一下约拿时代的背景和文化。So
it's believed that Jonah was a prophet, a lesser prophet in the period of the king, one of the Israeli kings, Jeroboam the second.
约拿他是属于以色列王耶罗波安的那个朝代的，他当时是相当于是一个先知这样的角色。And
a nearby country, really an enemy of Israel, Assyria, had just been forced out of Damascus, which was quite close to Israel.
当时呢，以色列人他们有个敌国叫做亚述，亚述当时也就被逼出了大马士革。So
Jeroboam was able to reestablish the northern borders of Israel and recreate the country of Israel.
所以正是因为趁着敌国被逼出了大马士革，耶罗波安当时以色列的王就趁此把内部问题都整顿了一下，并且巩固了整个北边的城墙。And
so, but regardless, Assyria was the real enemy at this period of time, without question.
但是虽然说亚述已经被逼出了大马士革，但是对于以色列国来说，亚述还是一个非常具有威胁性的敌人的存在。And
indeed, Assyria later destroys Israel, not that much later.
果然，也就在不太久之后，亚述就在几十年之后就毁灭了以色列。And
we can see this really clearly in this map.
我们在这地图上面就看得很清楚。You
see, there's two different colors of green.
我们会看到这上面有两种不同的绿色。So
this darker green is the country or the region controlled by Assyria before the time of Jonah.
上面这个深一点的绿色呢，就是亚述人他控制的地域。
At the time of Jonah.
在约拿当时的时代，他们就控制这块深绿色的地域。And
this lighter green is the area of Assyria after Jonah.
浅绿、明绿这一块呢，就是在约拿时代之后亚述所控制的地域。So
we can see that Jonah was in Israel and a prophet at exactly the time that Assyria was expanding and would eventually take over Israel.
所以我们就知道约拿当时处在的这样一个时代性，就是他当时的那个时候正好是个人见证了亚述是怎么样一点一点的吞掉了以色列。And
Jonah knew entirely that Assyria was a threat to Israel.
所以约拿心里面很清楚，亚述人的存在就是对于以色列最大的威胁。So
that helps us, I think, to understand why Jonah was so reluctant to go to Assyria to speak.
所以如果从我们这样看的话，我们也应该能够理解为什么约拿他这么不想去到尼尼微人那边。So
the Assyrians were a potential enemy, first, and second, they were another race, another people.
首先，亚述人是敌人，亚述尼尼微他们是敌人。第二，他们是另外一个人种，跟自己不是一个国家，不是一个民族的。So
Jonah, as a member of the people of God, he would have also looked down upon the Assyrians.
而且约拿他觉得我是属神的子民，他也看不起那些不属神的子民。All
right, let's look at some specific verses.
好，我们现在来仔细看一些其中的经节。
So this is the beginning of the first chapter.
这是第一章开头的几节。
The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed to Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. He went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee the Lord.
耶和华的话临到亚米泰的儿子约拿，说：“起来，到尼尼微大城去，警告其中的居民，因为他们的恶行已经达到我面前。”可是约拿却起来，要逃往他失去，躲避耶和华。他下到约帕，找到一个开往他失去的船，他就上船，要和他们同往他失去，离开耶和华。
But you know, it's not easy to flee the Lord.
但是我们也知道，你真正要逃避主的面是很难的。
The Lord has a lot of tools to send you back.
神真的有很多不同的工具把你带回到原来的轨道上。
So, verse 4, then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid. Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm.
So, 我们看到下面这几节这么说的，但是耶和华在海上突然刮起大风，在海中狂风大作，船几乎要破裂了，水手都很惧怕。于是他们把约拿抬起来，投在海里，怒涛就平息了。
But the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah.
但神却安排了一条大鱼把约拿吞下去了。
And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
约拿就在鱼腹中三日三夜。
So when Jonah was in the belly of the fish, he was miserable.
所以约拿在鱼腹的时候，他整个人是非常不好的。
So I often think about that as, you know, in our lives when we run away from God and we don't do what God asks us to do, aren't we miserable?
我这时候就产生一个联想，当很多时候神叫我们去做一件事情，我们不做的时候，难道我们就跟约拿不一样吗？我们其实跟他一样，也是感觉非常不好的。
So, we won't read all of this, but if we see, well, I'll just read this chapter or this verse. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and He answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help, and You listened to my cry. You hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the seas, and the current swirled about me. All Your waves and breakers swept over me.When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord.
我从患难中求告耶和华，他就应允我。我从阴间的深府深呼求，你就垂听我的声音。你把我投入深海，在海洋的深处，大水环绕我，你的洪涛、你的波浪都漫过我。当我心灵疲弱时，我就思念耶和华。
So Jonah doesn't say, you know, I'm in the belly of the whale. I'm kind of bored, and the food's not very good, and Television is not very good, and I don't have anything to do.
约拿他当时不是说，哎呀，我在鱼肚子里面没有好吃的，没有空气也不好，又没有电视看，什么什么的，他没有这么说。
He even says, from the deep of the realm of the dead, I called for help. From the deep of the realm of the dead.
他在这里面说到的是，从阴间的深府呼求。
So he was miserable.
所以看得出来，他整个人精神状态是非常不好的。
I think some of you know what I mean when I talk about being miserable when you flee from God.
我想，我刚刚说到，当我们逃避神的面，我们会感觉非常不好的时候，我想在座的应该有人理解我在说什么。
So I think about one time in my life when I felt very clearly that God was calling me to do something, and it was hard to do, and I didn't want to do it.
我很清楚地记得，在我生命当中曾经有一次，神很清楚地告诉我我应该做什么，但是因为这件事情太难了，所以我就不想做，我就离开神的面。
That was in 1986.
那是1986年的时候。
So to confess what that was.
好，要跟大家坦白的这件事情是什么呢？
In 1986, for some reason, I felt that God wanted me to attend the Chinese church in Eugene, Oregon.
当时1986年的时候，我感觉到神在跟我说，你要去参加。Eugene, 我们这个教会聚会。
I cannot explain it, but I felt very intensely that that's what God wanted me to do.
我没有办法去用语言解释，但是我很深切的感觉到了神真的就在我心里面不停的要跟我说，让我来牛津的华人教会来参加聚会。
At the time, I was the single non-Chinese person to come.
我当时来的时候呢，是作为一个单身的非中国人的这么一个。形象过来的。
I was the only one.
我是唯一一个。
And even though I was welcomed on one hand,
虽然大家都很欢迎我。
At the same time, sometimes people would ask me privately, say, "What are you doing here?"
但是很多人私底下也会悄悄地找我问说，你到底来这里是干嘛的？
Some of those people became my best friends.
当然，这些来找我问这个问题的人后面都变成了我的朋友。
But I couldn't understand. You know, I'm a natural introvert. I'm very introverted.And yet God would call me to do something that required an extrovert. I couldn't understand it.
理解，因为我是一个非常内向的人。神当时放在我心里的，叫我来参加华人教会，这是一个外向的人才能做到的事情。
So I went to a local kind of like a white church for 2 years instead. After being here for a couple of years, then I went to a white church for a couple of years.
我在我们这个华人教会待了两年的样子，后来我就去了一个白人的教会待了几年。
And I was miserable.
我在白人教会的那段时间的时候，我整个人情绪是非常不好的。
I felt like I was fleeing God and disobeying God.
我在白人教会期间的整段时间，我觉得我就是在躲避神的面，我就是在背逆他的道。
And so eventually I came back.
所以最终我又回到了我们华人教会这里。
And of course I learned so much when I came back.
当然了，我回来之后我发现我真的学到了很多。
The church, this church could teach me so much.
这个教会教了我非常多的东西。
So I was blessed by obeying God.
所以正是因为我遵循了神对我当时的要求，我觉得我是非常蒙福的。
So anyway, I think many of you have experienced, or some of you experienced, knowing what God wants you to do and fleeing from God and how miserable you can be.
所以我想大家也应该理解我刚刚说的，如果你知道神叫你去做一件事情，但是你就是不做，你要去逃避、躲避他的面的时候，你的整个精神状态会是怎么样的。
And so wonderfully, when we call it to God, just like Jonah did, God will hear our prayers.
当我们从患难中求告耶和华，像约拿这样子的话，神就会应允我们。
So as Jonah was called out to God, then the God commanded the fish, and Jonah was spit out onto the land.
就在约拿求告耶和华的时候，耶和华就吩咐那鱼把约拿吐在陆地上面了。
Okay, chapter 3.
第三章。
So God spoke to Jonah again.
耶和华的话又再次临到约拿。
He said, go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you.
说起来到尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。
Now here, it doesn't record what exactly the message was in detail.
在这里圣经并没有把耶和华叫约拿去说的那个话一字一句的写下来。
And I suspect that Jonah didn't know every detail before he went.
那我个人的想法就是约拿可能当时也并不知道所有的细节。
But he went anyway.
但是约拿还是动身了。
And amazingly, when he went, the Ninevites believed God.
很神奇的，当他去到尼尼微人当中的时候，尼尼微人就相信了。
The king made a proclamation, let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish.
尼尼微王传谕个人要悬切呼求神悔改离开恶行摒弃手中的强暴或者神回心转意不发烈怒使我们不至灭亡
Now remember these are not the chosen people of God
好我们大家记得尼尼微人他们并不是神的选民
These are the enemies of Israel
他们是以色列人的敌人
Yet God chose to show mercy
但是神却选择了对这些人去彰显他的慈爱
And amazingly, the Ninevites believed and repented.
很奇妙的，尼尼微人也真的是相信了神，而且并全心全意悔改。
And we see that God responded with mercy.
我们就看到了神是以慈悲作为自己的回应。
Verse 10, when God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened.
第十节，神看见他们所做的就是悔改离开恶行，神就转意，不把所说的灾祸降到他们身上了。
Chapter 4. So chapter 4 to me is the most important part of this whole book.
对于我来说，约拿书四章，第四章是最重要的。
First, we see that Jonah is angry at God's mercy.
我们在第四章开头的时候，我们看见了约拿对于神的恩典，他是非常不高兴的。
And it says that he even thought that God did the wrong thing.
他甚至跟神抱怨说，神这样做是不对的。
So Jonah prayed to God, prayed to the Lord, and said, Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? This is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents and sends calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it's better for me to die than to live.
从第二节到第三节，他就向耶和华祷告说，耶和华呀，我还在本国的时候不是这样说过吗？我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，并且有丰盛的慈爱，转意不降灾祸，所以我才急忙逃往他失去。耶和华，现在求你取出我的性命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。
Doesn't Jonah seem a little childish here?
在这里，如果你去看他的记载的话，你不觉得约拿很像小孩子在发脾气吗？
Or at least not very mature.
至少你可以说他非常的不成熟。
God has given mercy, and yet Jonah is angry.
神彰显了自己的慈爱，但是约拿却很生气。
Now I think about this, and I try to understand it, and I keep thinking of Chinese friends I have back in mainland China.
我一直想要用一个很，就是想刚刚说那两句话。那我想着想着，我想到了我在国内的一些中国朋友。
If God asked, to be honest with you, if God asked some of my friends in China to go to Japan.
好，我跟大家很坦白的说哈，假如说神跟我的一些中国的朋友说，叫他们去日本。
And speak God's mercy.
然后跟他们，跟那些日本的人说神的慈爱。
And that if they repent, God will not destroy them.
然后并且跟日本的人说，如果你悔改的话，神就不会降灾祸于你。
For some of my Chinese friends, they'll admit to you, even though they're believers, they couldn't do it.
就算在我在中国这些朋友，虽然他们已经信主了，但是他们也不会愿意去到日本，像约拿一样带去和平的信息。
We know that's because of historical reasons.
我们知道为什么，因为这其中有历史的原因。
They're very painful memories that the person, when they're thinking about going to Japan, all these painful memories come up from history. But that's exactly what Jonah was being asked to do by God.
但是在约拿在这在约拿书里面，约拿被叫到的这个任务，其实就跟我刚刚说的差不多。
And God knew that Jonah couldn't understand the real meaning, the bigger picture, of God's plan.
神也知道约拿没有办法理解神的愿景。
And so, in fact, he says, "Is it right for you to be angry?" He tries to teach Jonah.
所以耶和华就用问句的方式去问他，他想要去教约拿一个功课，他就问他说：“你这样发怒对不对呢？”
So Jonah continues to be angry.
约拿还是继续生气。
He went outside the city and he sat down.
他出了城，在外面坐下。
And he sat to wait. What is going to happen to the city? And I think he was hoping that God was still going to destroy the city.
他在外面坐着要看，就看尼尼微城到底会怎么样。我想他应该当时心里面就想说，看神到底会不会最后又去毁灭尼尼微城。
And so you can imagine it's hot and windy.
所以我们也可以想到，在城外的话，肯定就是很大风，太阳很大，很暴晒。
And so God provided a plant for shade so that Jonah could sit in the shade.
神当时就提供了一棵蓖麻树来给约拿坐在下面提供一些荫处。
But the second day the tree died.
但是第二天树就枯死了。
And then Jonah was in the hot sun again.
所以约拿又没办法又站在了太阳底下。
And I think Jonah is very humorous. Again, he's like a child. He says, it would be better for me to die than to live.
我觉得约拿真的是非常诙谐，他在这里又说了一遍，他说我死了比活着还好。
You think about that. He's upset because he's hot. He's uncomfortable. God has this plan to save a whole city.
他之所以他这么不高兴，就是因为他觉得说神，他现在要去在尼尼微人当中去彰显他的慈爱。
Let me rephrase. So, on one hand, this little plant has died. He's angry about that.
首先，他很生气，因为这棵树死了。
While God has a bigger vision to save the people of Nineveh, and Jonah can't see it.
但是与此同时，神他有个更大的愿景，要去拯救尼尼微的人，但是约拿他却不知道。
He's just angry that he's hot.
他当时生气纯粹就是因为天气太热了。
Have you ever been in a situation where you wanted to do good, but you got hot and you said, "Darn, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to do good anymore."
你有没有试过，就是你本来出门的时候想说啊，要去做这个好事那个好事，但是一出门发现天气这么热，哎呀，太热了，不出门了，回家了。
I have.
我有啊。
But God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?"
然后神又问约拿说：“你因为这棵树这样发怒，对不对呢？”
Jonah says, "It is. I'm so angry. I wish I was dead."
约拿就回答说：“我发怒以至于死都是对的。”
I have four daughters.
我有四个女儿。
And they've all said that phrase more or less when they're mad to me.
我女儿生气的时候，他们对我说的话跟约拿刚说的那句话没什么很大的分别。
They're so mad, I wish I could die.
每次他们生我气的时候，他们就直接用 说的话就跟约拿刚刚说的那个差不多，我好生气啊，我恨不得死了，就那样。
They're going to die over all those things. They would have been dead 100 times already.
我就经常说，如果他们真的是以至于死的话，那么我小孩可能都死过几百遍。
I took away their phone. They're going to die.
我收了他们电话，不让他们玩手机。他们说他要死了。
If they can't see a certain friend, they're going to die.
如果我不让他们去看一个朋友，他们就说啊，我又要死了。
Jonah's too hot. Oh, I'm too hot. I'm going to die.
约拿在那说天气太热了，我都要死了。
At the same time, God is trying to save a whole city.
但与此同时，神却正在想着要怎么样去拯救整个城市。
And so God says these two sentences, these amazing sentences here.
在这里，神说了两节非常非常好的经节。
The Lord said, "You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight."
这棵病麻不是你栽种的，也不是你使它长大的，一夜长成，一夜死去。你尚且爱惜他。
And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and so many animals?
何况这尼尼大城，其实不晓得分辨左右手的有120,000多人，并且有许多牲畜，我怎能不爱惜呢？
They don't know their right hand from their left.
这里说到不晓得分辨左右手的人。
So God understands that the people of Nineveh cannot easily recognize God.
所以神知道，在城当中有很多人是不认识他的。
He knows that they are not clear about what sin is.
神也知道这群人不知道罪是怎么一回事。
He understands that, and so he sees the bigger picture, and he's able to love them and show mercy to them.
神很明白这其中的原委，所以他能够看到一个更大的蓝图，他想要去拯救这些人。
To me, this is an amazing story.
对我来说，我觉得这是一个非常了不起的故事。
And I think that I'm a person frequently who doesn't know my left hand from my right.
我也觉得我自己很多时候也是那个不懂分辨左右手的人。
Brothers and sisters, what a great love I experience knowing that God loves me despite the fact that I'm not sure which hand is right and which hand is left.
弟兄姐妹们啊，作为如果你是个不分左右手的人，但是神还这么爱你的话，他的爱是多么丰盛。
This kind of love will change everything for us.
这样子的爱能够改变所有的事情。
This is a love that's tolerant of us.
也就是这样的爱能够容忍我们。
This is a love that does everything to bring us back rather than destroy us.
也就是这样子的爱把我们带到神的面前，而不是毁灭我们。
Remember, the Ninevites were not God's chosen people.
我们要记得，尼尼微人并不是神的选民。
They were in sin.
他们都在罪中沉沦。
The Bible says they did horrible, evil ways and violence and barbarism.
这其中也讲到他们有在圣经里面有记载到尼尼微人是多么的野蛮。
God has every reason to destroy them.
神有绝对的理由去毁灭这整个城。
Instead, He chooses every way He can to bring them back and to show mercy.
但是神却用各种方法去把尼尼微的人带回到他的面前，去彰显他的慈爱。
Now, I'm not saying that God doesn't want us to flee from sin.
我不是说神不想要我们离开罪。
God wishes for us to live holy lives.
神希望我们每个人都能过圣洁的生活。
But God understands our weakness.
但是神也明白我们每个人的软弱。
He understands our lack of vision.
他也明白我们是没有愿景的。
He understands that we have limits in what we are able to do.
他也明白我们是有限制的，并不能做所有的事情。
And in that way, loves us unconditionally.
但仍然就算是这样，他还是仍然以没有条件的爱去爱我们。
God is patient.
神是充满了耐心的。
We see that Jonah, that God showed patience to Jonah repeatedly.
神多次的对约拿都彰显了很大的耐心。
And given the evil of Nineveh, we know that he was patient towards them too, giving them time to repent.
甚至在对尼尼微人这一块，他也给了很多的时间让尼尼微人去悔改。
Here's a picture from a child's book.
这又是一个小朋友书里面讲约拿的故事。
But I think there's an enormous error here.
但是我觉得这个插图它并没有画对，它其实画错了。
Do you see God at the top here?
上面是画着一个神的形象。
What's wrong with that picture of God?
你觉得这幅画为什么这神这里画错了？
He's angry.
这幅画里面画出来的信息是神是很愤怒的。
This is, of course, when Jonah was being thrown out of the boat.
这里面记载的是约拿被水手们扔到海里的形象。
The fact that he was angry is an imagination.
这是一个凭想象画出来的画。
The book of Jonah does not say God was angry.
如果你去看约拿书，整个四章里面都没有讲到神愤怒。
When the waves, the wind and the waves came on the sea, it does not say that God was really angry at Jonah and wanted to kill him.
当大鱼出来把他吞掉的时候，并没有说到神很生约拿的气，所以有条鱼出来要把他吃了。
It's nowhere in Jonah.
在整本约拿书里面都没有讲到神愤怒。
Now some of us come from church backgrounds where we actually are taught that God is a very angry God.
但是我也知道，可能我们有些人以前我们的教会背景，我们的教会跟我们说到神是一个容易生气的神。
Jonah at least shows us a totally different kind of God.
但是整本约拿书里看见的是神的另外一个形象。
Patient and loving and tolerant.
具有忍耐，具有包容，而且具有丰盛的爱。
Often we want to judge other people.
很多时候我们都喜欢判断别人。
Even in the church, sadly.
甚至在教会里面，我们也会这么做。
But remember, God has a bigger picture of who to love.
但是我们也要记得，神他有对谁，他有选择对谁彰显慈爱的本能。
So God chose to show His love to the people of Nineveh.
所以神就决定选择彰显他的慈爱给尼尼微人。
And God's love is bigger even than nationalism, than ethnic brown boundaries, race boundaries, national boundaries.
神的爱也是超越了民族主义和种族群边界的。
God, in some sense, I don't think he really cares what people believe him.
我也不觉得神在乎到底是什么样的人去选择了相信他。
I'm not sure that God looks at this church and says, oh, there's some Chinese people, some Americans, some whatever. I don't think he necessarily separates us out that way.
我觉得当神看到我们的教会的时候，他也并不会说，哦，这里坐的是美国人，那里坐的是华人。我觉得他并不在乎这些。
At least Jonah teaches that.
在约拿书里面我们看见了。
Have you ever had somebody around you who you just felt you couldn't be patient with or you couldn't love very well?
你有没有遇到过，就是有些人你觉得说，哎呀，这个人真的是想耐心都耐心不起来，想有爱心也爱心不起来。
But God is calling you to love that person anyway, even if it's hard.
但是神也是呼召你去这么做，虽然说实在太难去爱和忍耐这个人了。
And one of the saddest things in the church is that sometimes we judge each other, and sometimes, very quickly, even in the church, and we'll see somebody and we'll just say, you know what, I just don't feel good about that person.
但是在教会里面很可悲的就是，我们也会见到彼此之间的判断，会说，哎呀，这个人我就是不太喜欢他，不知道怎么样的。
God does not teach us to do that.
但是神并没有教导我们这么做。
It's not up to us to question who God wants to show His love to.
我们不能去质疑神，说神啊，你应该对谁彰显慈爱，对谁不彰显慈爱。
Even if that person doesn't meet our standards.
就算那个人对于我们的标准来说，觉得他根本没有这样的资格。
Whether they're a different country from a different country,
无论说这个人是来自于不同的国家
or different economic background,
还是说不同的经济背景。
God chooses to love.
真正是神自己本身去选择要不要爱这个人的。
God has given us commission, and our commission is to love people, to not tear them down.
神给我们每个人的使命就是去爱他人。并不是要让他人气馁。
And again, even people we find it hard to love.
尽管那个人是我们觉得没有办法去爱的人。
Jonah did not find it easy to express God's love to the Ninevites.
约拿他自己也在约拿书里面也看到了，约拿这个先知本身，他也觉得尼尼微人是很难去爱的。
Even at the very end, remember, Jonah still, he's given the message, the Ninevites have repented, he's sitting there waiting, still hoping.The city will be destroyed.
就像我们看到刚刚故事的记载里面说到，就算后面他去讲到了去讲神的道，尼尼微人选择了悔改，他还是要坐在城外面看神要不要去毁灭这整个城。
God still used him.
神仍然选择了使用这样一个先知。
But Jonah, even to the end, had a very hard time loving the Ninevites.
但是你看到这个先知在最后了，他还是觉得很难跨越那道坎。
So who do we have find it hard to love?
所以有哪些人我们觉得是很难爱的呢？
A child in a war zone in Middle East?
是一个在中东地区饱受战火蹂躏的小女孩吗？
A street person in Britain?
是一个街上的流浪汉吗？
A person who lives is so poor they live in a cave. I can't really see it very well. In Eastern Europe.
是在东欧穷到只能住地洞的人吗？
And this person is...That's in the city, right in the city, and yet he can only live in a small cave.
这个人他其实是住在城市里面的，但是因为他在城市里面没有办法找到容身之处，所以他就住在城市那些地底下的一些洞里面。
How about people who live off of collecting garbage in Yunnan Province, China?
还是说是云南那些靠捡垃圾为生的人
？Somebody, a homeless person in America?
美国也有流浪的人呢。
Or an elderly poor person in China.
还是说在国内那些捡垃圾为生的老年人
？How about a drug abuser and a prostitute in China?
还是说在中国吸毒的娼妓
？We know that Jesus showed compassion and love to prostitutes.
我们知道耶稣他在我们看到耶稣记载里面，他也有对娼妓彰显了他自己的慈爱。
I think some of us are horrified by that whole career, that whole.Field.
我觉得我们在座有很多人一提到娼妓这个行业，可能整个人就觉得说根本不想与其沾边。
But Jesus is still able to love people who came from that background.
但是就是这样子的背景，耶稣也能够去爱这样的人。
What about these people? This is a story from America a couple of years. I think it was last year. There was a family, a mom and dad who did heroin and passed out, and their child is in the back seat, right there.
出来的爸爸和妈妈在车里面抽海洛因，抽到晕过去了，孩子坐在后座上。
What horrible parents!
很糟糕的父母吧。
God loves them.
但是神还是会爱他们的。
God loves them.
神爱也会爱这样的父母。
Some Christians, these people claim to be Christians, but all they can speak is hatred.
这幅图上面的都说自己是基督徒，但是你看他们的标语打出来，全是一些。很黑暗性的话语。
Here's a group that claims to be Christians but hates Jews.
在这幅图上面，这些人说自己是基督徒，但是他们打出来的标语是他们多么讨厌犹太人。
Here's even parents have gotten their children involved.
甚至有很多家长让他们的孩子也接受这样子的教导。
I don't think these. My opinion is these people have not understood the gospel.
我个人认为呢，这些人他们并没有真正理解福音要说的是什么。
So, brothers and sisters, my message to you is that we should be confident. God does not hate us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我今天要跟大家说的一个信息就是，我们可以很坚信，神不可能憎恨我们。
I don't believe God hates anyone.
我不觉得神憎恨任何一个人。
God did not hate the Ninevites.
神没有憎恨尼尼微人。
So why would he hate us?
为什么他会憎恨我们？
Be full of joy.
我也希望我们每个人都可以欢喜。
Think of the freedom we have knowing that God doesn't hate us.
因为你想想，如果神不憎恨我们的话，我们在其中有多少的自由？
God loves the people of the world.
神爱世人。
It's amazing, really, when you think of it.
如果你仔细去想想的话，这真的是很奇妙。
I like this picture.
我喜欢这幅图画。
God forgives us despite our weakness.
无论我们多软弱，神还是会选择原谅我们，接受我们。
Think about how lucky we are in this building right here, that God loves us despite our weakness.
让我们每个人就想想，我们在这一个教会里面，我们每个人有多么软弱，我们自己都知道，但是神还是爱我们。
That God loves us, He knows that we're immature.
神知道我们都是每一个是不成熟的基督徒。
He knows sometimes we're silly.
他也知道我们有的时候也是非常诙谐的。
He knows that we have a hard time loving the unlovable people.
他也知道很多时候我们对有些人是爱不起来的。
And yet He's patient.
但他对我们也是充满了耐心。
And tolerant of us.
而且非常能容忍我们。
Brothers, just think about how fortunate we are to have such a God as that.
我们好好的去想想，我们是多么的幸运有这样的一个神。
So I talked about at the beginning. I said how much the book of Jonah encourages me.
好，我刚开始说到了约拿书对于我来说是一个非常大的鼓励。
Think about that. Every time I'm weak, every time I do something that's silly or immature.
所以好好想一想，每当我们做了一些蠢事，每当我们觉得软弱的时候。
I know that God loves me anyway.
但我还是知道神是爱我的。
If God can love the people of Nineveh, He can love me.
如果神能爱尼尼微的人的话，他也能爱我。
If God can send somebody to save the Ninevites, He can send somebody to save me.
如果神能够派人去拯救尼尼微的人的话，他也会派人来拯救我。
We're extremely lucky.
我们是多么的幸运。
You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们很软弱的时候，基督就照所定的日期为不敬虔的人死了。为义人死是少有的，为好人死或有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死。神对我们的爱就在此显明了。
While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死。
How fortunate we are.
我们是多么的幸运。
Well, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you are such a gracious and giant God who can accept all of us and be tolerant towards us. Lord, we thank you that you are slow to anger and quick to love. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for giving us the message in Jonah, which can change our lives. Lord Jesus, please teach us to live lives that more fully follow your commands. Teach us to flee from sin and teach us to be obedient to you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.